found everywhere you can listen to podcasts. It's Caffeinated and Confused with Hannah.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
I don't know any of the techie stuff. I just record, produce it, and then just click save, and then it goes out to the world. So, yeah.
So I got to make sure I watch what I say. No, just kidding.
Yeah, no. I'll edit. Don't worry. I have to edit all of my... I've known for a long time that I have a problem with saying like way too much. And I don't realize I'm doing it until I'm editing the podcast back. And I literally want to rip my hair out.
And like cringe.
Yes.
The first episode, I literally was like listening to our first episode like this because I was like, I can't.
No.
The way I talk, I like what I was saying was just making me cringe.
I
was like crawling out of my seat. I
but
can't.
But that's good though, because that means you're real and you're not trying to be someone you're not.
Correct.
Like,
yeah.
I will say like every other word and you're just going to have to deal with it.
I love that.
So... we've already been recording, so I'll edit and splice that into the beginning.
Nice.
And then do you, because I know on social media you're Allison, but I feel like anytime I talk to anyone about you, they say Allie.
Allie or Al.
Allie or Al?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Al. Sup, Al?
Most people call me Al. If you're my friend, you'll call me Al.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be your friend, so.
Yeah, we're friends.
Sup, Al?
Yeah.
Welcome to Caffeinated and Confused. I feel like we've only known each other a couple days at this point, and I feel like we're both very caffeinated and very confused humans, so this makes sense.
I agree.
I love everything about it.
This makes sense a lot. Yeah, me too.
And you are a local photographer in the area, and you have done, I mean... so Chelsea is one of my best friends, and Margot is the cutest kid on the planet.
She is.
When I saw your photos for them, I was just like, these are the cutest pictures I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you. They are the cutest family, so
they're doing
the job.
So cute. So you do family pictures. I mean, you kind of do a little bit of everything. I don't know if you want to give a synopsis of, you know.
Yeah, I have been a photographer for 14 years, actually. So I'm 30 years old, and I started my business when I was 16.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I graduated high school actually right after I turned 17 years old and started my business when I was in high school and just always loved taking pictures. I always loved to just be out and, I don't know, like I was always the friend with the camera, you know?
Same.
So I went away for high school. I literally lived in Florida for high school. I lived with a friend and graduated early. And I started my business basically because I came back home and I was working at Walgreens in the photo department and I was like going to start college and I just wanted to like experiment with photography in college. So I took a couple classes and my coworkers became my first clients.
Oh my gosh.
And then I like started a business. I started a Facebook page and overnight it had like 500 followers. I think that was before like social media and the algorithm was a thing, but I definitely just followed that passion. I was a psychology major in college and I'm a dropout.
I literally just said that to someone the other day. Because one of my little cousins, I think he's 20 maybe at this point.
Yeah.
He was doing construction and whatnot. He didn't go to college, but now he literally just, he had enough money to up and move to Colorado and he loved snowmobiling. So he's a snowmobile guide and making money. I'm like, why didn't I do that? I mean, I had fun in college.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, I never saw myself in school. I honestly rushed my childhood so much. I was always looking for the next thing. I was always looking for what was coming next for me. And my business kind of started where I did my first wedding on a boat in Sturgeon Bay. It was like ridiculous. The photos were horrible. I talked about that on my my own podcast.
At the time, they were probably great.
Sure.
Looking back now, you're like oh, no.
Cringe. Yes. Like, don't love that word, but it was very cringy work. Now, obviously, I've come so far. It's been 14 years and I've always loved weddings, but I'm a mom of two. And so fast forward, I mean, I've done every single type of photography offering you can do, but I had my son 2.5 years ago and decided that I just wanted to be more of like a lifestyle, motherhood, family photographer. And when I got my studio in De Pere, that was like the icing on the cake for me because it brought me people like Chelsea, like ideal clients that we clicked immediately when she stepped into my studio, we clicked immediately. It was so much fun. Her daughter is the sweetest thing in the world.
She's so cute.
And, that's kind of just my goal is to make people feel super comfortable and be in love with their life with the way their life looks through my lens.
I love it.
Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful space that you have because you're next to Taza.
Next to Taza.
Okay. Yeah, yes. So just like such a cute little area. You have so much space with the water right there to work outside too.
Yeah. It's a old bank actually. So the studio has like really cool penny tile design inside and hardwood floor and brick on the walls. And it kind of just gives off like a house vibe. And I think that's why a lot of people love having their photos taken there because it's lifestyle and real. And it's not just a white wall. I don't just like put you on the ground in front of a white wall and call it a day.
Yeah.
It's more like, I don't know, emotive, I guess I would call it. Like, I try to tell a story with your family photos, yeah. I guess.
I need to come in and just, my family photo will be me and wine and coffee. Mm-hmm. And those are my family members.
Yep, I love
like,
that.
Take some pictures of me, Allie.
I love Al. That.
Okay, so I want to get into all of the stuff that we've already kind of touched on. But at the beginning of each podcast, I don't know if you listen, I like to do my pit and peak of the week. So I'll start to give you time if you haven't thought about what yours is yet.
I have not thought about that yet.
Okay, okay. Well, you have time because one of my pit, I'm going to go on a tiny rant. So that'll give you plenty of time. Okay, and perfect. I feel like you'll appreciate the rant being in a social media type business as well.
Yeah, I'm excited.
My peak is obviously, this is my second time seeing you this week because I got my lips done this week.
They look so good.
I'm obsessed with them. And I am so mad that it took me this long to go back and get them done.
Yeah.
But my peak was also that it didn't hurt. I feel like am I broken?
Nope.
Because I remember the first time that it was, I mean, not so painful, but there were a couple pricks where I'm like, ooh, this time. So one of my friends responded to my story of one of the videos you took of me getting the needle put in my lip. She's like, how are you not cringing or anything? I was like, I think I don't feel anything anymore. I'm dead on the inside and on the outside. There's just you know,
phase you.
Yeah. So that was crazy that it didn't hurt. It didn't bruise. 2024 is going to be the year of no feelings.
Oh my gosh. I literally was, I think I told you that during.
You did.
I was like, you have a very good like model face for this. Yeah. Like you're not flinching at all. But you're like, I also don't feel it.
Yeah, I really didn't. Because I feel like you can tell on my face when I'm in pain. I feel like the first time I had tears coming out of my eyes.
You mentioned a couple times, you're like, just don't document the photo of like the tear coming out of my eye.
Nothing.
That's the one reason why I haven't gotten them done yet.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about how much it's going to hurt.
Well, I hope that I helped you. Yeah. One of my friends did say, she's like, you're giving people a false sense of
what
it is. Like. But I don't know. I also feel like, I mean, when I went to Katie the first time, you know, she had just started. It was within the first month. Yeah. She's gotten so comfortable with it and is just so good at what she does.
She's amazing.
That I feel like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not as painful as I feel like it could be.
Yeah. I don't feel like I shared it with the world, but I got Botox for the first time on New Year's Day. And I went in totally feeling like, oh my gosh, this is going to hurt so bad. And I was nervous because my 9-year-old, she found out that I was getting Botox. And she's like, what are you going to look like when you come back? And I was like, I think the same. I don't think I'm going to look any different. Hopefully I'll eventually look better. And it was a breeze. It was like, it took like 10 minutes. And
does it hurt? Because can they numb you for Botox? No, it just needle just goes
like,
right
she
in.
Literally just was like, this is gonna be a poke. And you know Katie, she does such a good job like walking you through it and like explaining what she's doing. And she told you, she was like, this is gonna be the fun part where I actually get to like shape your lips and things like that.
Yeah.
So you were like, wait, the fun part, like, is this gonna hurt more?
Yeah,
I was like, like prepping yourself for it to hurt, but it never did for you.
Yeah.
And I know everybody's different, but the Botox didn't hurt me at all, and I was like so nervous, but she is so good at what she
she's
does
so good.
And she was explaining it to me, and it was effortless. And then we were talking on the side too, so I think that was a distraction that I had as well. And I had that little animal too. I had a little like orange animal too, so.
I love the animal. And I know it'll probably be in some of the photos that you took, but there was also, I got to hold a vibrator.
Yeah, a really high-end vibrator.
Yeah, I was like, wow. It was 9 a.m. on a Monday, and Katie just pulls a big pink vibrator out of a drawer. I'm like, well, what appointment did I sign up for here? What's going on? But I guess I had to put it on my chest, which also sounds weird in a sexual way. But I guess the vibrations help take your mind off what's going on. But it really, I mean, maybe that was what did the trick.
Yeah.
The vibrator on the chest.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, that's going to start a movement.
She
was like, you get to hold my new toy.
If there's anyone who's going to do it, it's me. So I'm happy happy to be the guinea pig. My pit is that I hate people on the internet. I mean, 90% of people. So I just don't understand the people who feel the need to like go out of their way to say, why are you posting that? So we're a country radio station. Chris Young, who's one of our core country artists, got arrested on Monday.
I saw that.
Yeah. So obviously, being a country radio station, it's our job to like inform people of what's going on.
Correct. Yeah.
So I'm in charge of our social media. So I post a picture of his mugshot, which, by the way, when you're a public figure, if you're going to get arrested, it's going to go online.
Absolutely.
Par for the course. So I post it to our Instagram, and I mean, granted, it was maybe only three people out of however many comments that were just, I need to read one of them. Because I was like, dude, what? I don't get why people are the way that they are. Someone commented and said, you and every country station on the planet plays felons and addicts and people who have been arrested. This is no big deal. He's fine and it's going to blow over. This is not worth posting. Someone else, y'all really need to post this dumb shit? You're not a tabloid last I checked. Get a life.
Yeah, but you're like a news, like a radio station. So yes. It makes, like when I saw it, I was like, dang.
Yeah.
Like, look at his head. Look at his mugshot. Yeah. Look at his mugshot. But also like, thanks for informing me and letting me know.
Right? Exactly. Like that's because radio isn't just radio anymore. You know, like right. It's a place. I mean, we're on social media. It's a place that at the end of the day, a lot of people go to radio because they can get music anywhere.
Yeah.
The personalities and getting local news or country news, like that's why they come to us. So obviously we're going to post about it. And I just, or even with, I went on a rant on TikTok about this when Taylor Swift was in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And the amount of people posting comments on different stuff. Who cares? Who cares?
Right.
A lot of people.
yeah. Most people care.
How about you just scroll past that and instead of taking time out of your day to comment, mm-hmm. this is so stupid. Who cares? It's like actually a lot of people. Taylor Swift is the biggest superstar on planet Earth.
Yep.
And she was in Green Bay. At Lambeau Field, which is where we live.
Literally.
Obviously, we're going to post about it.
Yeah.
Don't
let people be excited.
Thank you.
Let people enjoy and romanticize their own life. I feel like social media is such a weird place because it's a place where you can find some of your best friends. You can connect with people that you're not like sitting down with every single day. And you can support them and you can be there for them. And you can, especially depending on what that person shares, you can support them in their struggles or in their triumphs and in the things that they're doing. And then you have all these like little keyboard warriors that are just like, you suck or get
so
a life.
Unhappy.
Like, no, why?
Yeah.
Move along. There are plenty of things I see every single day that I don't agree with. And brush it off. And I'm just like, whatever. That's their life.
Exactly.
Like, people just suck.
Yeah. A lot of people care and let us care.
Mm-hmm.
Let us have something that we're passionate and excited about. Like, the world is such a scary place of, like, full of so much hate. Why are you so angry that there are people who are excited about something so small? You know? Move on.
Yep.
Please go on with your day.
Exactly.
Stop yucking my yum. Go find something you enjoy. I read celebrities' comments on Instagram sometimes. I could never be famous.
Yeah.
People are so mean.
So happy we're not famous.
People are so mean.
Yeah, they are.
I'll just like be scrolling on a picture of a celebrity. You know, they'll post a picture with their friends. And it's people being like, oh my God, like you're disgusting, blah, blah, blah. I would hide in a hole.
I know. The thing is that they don't even probably see it. And
I hope not.
They could not care less because they're probably living their best life.
Could never be me. I could be living my best life and I just care too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even with my job, if there's one person who doesn't like me, then that's all I fixate on is why don't they like me? And then I feel like I have to change everything about myself for one person. It's so stupid.
It's not worth it.
No.
Social media is like a beautiful and dark place. It's so weird to think about that the world has gotten to a place where it basically runs people's lives. And for me, I run multiple businesses on social media and I don't think I've ever, this is not an invitation to pick on me, but I don't think I've ever had people come on to my social media yet, which is probably because I don't post like super consistently, but I've never had someone totally rip me apart. I guess I have on business topics, but nothing like if I'm posting an outfit or if I'm posting something about my kids or anything like that. I don't think I've ever had like a bully on social media pick on me.
Fingers crossed that never happens.
Yeah, I know. It's just so weird though. There are so many people that I follow too that are experiencing that and just women picking on women. Sometimes I'm sure men look, they feel entitled to like comment on our bodies or they comment on something stupid like that. But which I don't know about you, but I can like brush that off my shoulders if it's about my body. Cause I'm like, who are
piss off?
Yeah. Like,
also,
who are
then you?
You
click on that person and you're like, you are the most disturbing looking human I've ever seen.
Literally.
What are you
literally
doing?
It's Isn't that crazy. So crazy?
Yeah.
Just like, why?
I don't know.
Yeah. But when it's women that are tearing down women,
insane.
I can't stand it. And like older women. There's this one person that I follow and older women on Facebook just rip her apart. And she's like one of those influencers, like content creators that she's, do you ever see like the women who like start in their bra and underwear and
they
dressed? She does that. And those are like her style reels. She shares all of, it makes tons of money sharing like her outfits. And these older women are just like, put your belly away. put your arms away. Let's stop. Just
and
stop.
It's okay to have the thought. Like, you're allowed to think what you want, but you don't go text your friend.
Totally.
Or, you know, whatever. Like, why are you commenting for that person to see? Also, we never know what someone is going through behind their lens, you know? Like, that person could be have really, like, bad insecurity issues, and now you're literally going to make them feel horrible about themselves, because at the end of the day, you're just sad about your own life and taking it out on someone.
Isn't that crazy? Oh my gosh. So, funny thing, my daughter is 9 and she is in 4th grade. And every single week, her teacher makes her write the peak and the pit of her week.
Stop it.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh my gosh, I wonder if she's a Caffeinated and Confused podcast listener.
Right? And so it's her, the peak and the pit is pretty much the same thing every single week for my daughter. The pit of her week is that she fell off the monkey bars.
Girl, I can't even get on the monkey bars anymore. So you do you.
Yep. And then, like, the peak is that she gets to have a play date with her friend or something. Like, it's always very similar. Or I finished my favorite book or something like that. Yeah. I just thought that was funny when you're like, I say my pit and my peak.
That I
immediately
love that.
Made me think of Addie because that's what she does. And every single week I look forward to, like, reading that about her week.
You have to keep all of those.
I'm going to have to. Yeah. They actually, her teacher just sent her home with, like, a binder full of her year so far. And I get to, like, read what she's written in her private journal and things like that between her and her teacher. And it's just so interesting, fourth graders' brains and how they work.
I feel like we all need to be more like we were when we were in fourth grade. It's just so innocent.
It is. I saw, speaking of social media, I saw, like, a reel or whatever of how the most interesting and intricate human beings on this planet are, like, 9 and 10 year old girls, because they have so much empathy and they have so much love in their heart and they just want everybody to feel better and feel nice. And I was just like, oh, makes my heart. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It makes my heart happy, but also sad at the same time.
I know.
I'm like, oh no, it's all going to be ruined for them.
Yeah. Well, the peak of my week is that my kids are, like, healthy. That's what I'm going to say.
I mean, that's a great peak.
We have been dealing with a lot of sickness and all these, like, crazy things in our life. And I would not prepare for what my pit and my peak was. So that's going to be my peak.
Okay. I like it.
I'm a mom and I love them. I always talk about them. I also saw a reel that was, like, the first, you're out to eat with your friends and the first people to talk about your kids buys dinner. And
it's
just, like, them slowly, like, eating.
Yeah. I love that trend.
So it's so hard to not talk about your children when you're a parent. Oh, let's see. The pit of my week has to be that I'm a little bit behind on all of my editing because my computer took a crap on me.
And that is not something as a content creator, photographer, you ever want to happen.
No. And I leave for a trip in a week. So I had to, like, spend 2 nights where I'm up and past midnight, try to reboot my computer. And it's just annoying. It works now, but just inconvenient and annoying.
I think I saw that on your Instagram. It was like, how long is this going to take to upload?
People don't realize, too, how much work goes into that back end. Like, you were there. You witnessed an hour long session that I did because you were a model for it. And the back end of that process, for me anyway, is so long, so nitpicky on how each and every image looks. And on average, like, on a busy week like I did this week, I'm shooting 6 or 7 sessions this week.
Ooh.
I take, like, 8,000 to 10,000 photos.
Oh my God. I thought of that recently because whenever I take pictures of, you know, like, New Year's Eve, like, we were all taking pictures. Yeah. The next day, I mean, I take, what, 60 pictures or whatever of different stuff. Going through and editing, you know, like, the lighting and all of this stuff takes me forever. And then what ones do I post? I'm like, I could not imagine being a photographer. And because you're click, 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 like, there's thousands of pictures to choose from.
Yeah. And my specific style of photography is, like, storytelling. And so it's basically, like, holding it down and documenting the movement of people and the emotions and the little kid, like, walking hand in hand with their dad or something like that. And it takes a lot of, like, curating after the fact. So it just set me behind, like, a whole day. But I'll catch up.
You got this, girl. Yeah. It's just part of adulthood. I feel
it
like
is.
I can't remember the last time that I felt caught up on life. You know,
same.
You think that you've got it down. I'll be like, on a Friday, I feel like I have everything done. I'm like, I'm just going to go home and relax. And then I go home and realize, oh, my whole place is a disaster because I've just been in and out all week. So now I need to pick up because otherwise I can't relax because I'm just going to stare at it. And it's just a vicious cycle.
It's like an overwhelm that I think every adult experiences in their own way. But I am also the same because I'm living in a renovation too. So
that sounds very exciting.
It's great.
Yeah. And I don't have kids, so I can only imagine I mean, a lot of my friends do. So I see that. I'm like, I don't think I could do it. I really, it's, I.
Some days I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I'm like, how am I doing this?
Seriously.
How am I surviving? It's a lot.
Is your 9 year old help? Because you have a 9 year old and a 2.5 year old.
Mm-hmm.
Is she a lot of help with the 2.5 year old?
Yes. She helps a lot. She was much more of a help when he was a baby and couldn't like steal her things, because now he's like, I want you and I want to lay with you and I want to cuddle with you and I want to take everything and just like rip it apart. Like she's like one of the 9 year olds that's like, I want Lululemon leggings, and
yeah.
I want an iPhone 15, and I'm like, no, and
yeah.
So I'm
You're
like,
nine.
I'm the bad person, I'm the bad parent, and I tell her all the time, like, you are a huge influence in your brother's life, and he is a sponge, and everything that you do and say, he repeats, and so we have to be really mindful of that, and she's always just like, well, he's always in my space, he's always like, taking my makeup, which she just has like a little tiny jar of like highlighter and things like that that she got for Christmas. And he squeezed an entire thing of highlighter out onto her floor and just like,
oh no,
randomly just like threw it away and threw it in the toilet or something like that. Cause that's my child.
Well, and he's also 2.5. He doesn't.
Yes.
They don't know what the heck they're doing at that
she
point.
She cuddles him and she like helps him when I have to work. Cause I pretty much do both. I like stay at home and I work. So I'm always juggling that, but yeah, she's a big help. I love her.
So I am always very intrigued by photography and how, I guess, you build a brand with photography. And so I just wanted to, I mean, you said you've been doing it for 14 years and you, that's crazy to me that you started doing that at 16.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So how did you kind of evolve and grow and all of that stuff with your business? Because I'm sure there's so many people out there who have passions,
sure,
but they don't know like where to start to kind of go with them.
It's definitely just started out as like a hobby. And I was very much, this is fun. This is great. It's, you know, it passes the time. And then I graduated high school and I decided that I wanted to actually like invest. And my parents loaned me money to get like a really nice camera. And it was kind of like leverage for me. It was motivation where I was like, okay, I have this investment now, $4,000 loan out against my parents to really kind of make that money back. And my business was my baby before I had babies. So I grew up with my business. 16 to 17, 18, I was not anywhere near thinking this was going to be what I was doing. And I know that it's something that I'm going to do forever. I just don't know if it's the only thing that I'm going to do forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said that to myself. Like, I've always left room for creativity, flexibility in my life. I was a yes photographer for my entire career so far. So basically meaning that when a really awesome opportunity comes my way, no matter what people around me say, like, I'm going to say yes. If it's something that fits into my life and it's something that I can get, grow from and gain experience through, I'm going to say yes. Even just like talking about this, I appeared on my first podcast right before the holidays and I was shaking inside because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to talk about. And
which is crazy because you're so personable and you deal with people all the time, you know?
Exactly. And you would never think that. But fun fact, in college, I had a speech class and I literally froze and walked out of the speech. And I was giving my final speech.
Those are nerve-wracking though, because it's all your peers right in front of you. Yep. And you're like, if I mess up, I'm gonna be so embarrassed.
It was a heavy topic too. So my dad got diagnosed with cancer when I was a freshman in college. So I literally, I don't know where I was in my brain when I thought I was literally gonna do a speech about my dad's cancer in my speech class final. But I froze and I left and I just like didn't know what to say. And I've grown so much since then. And he beat cancer. So it's like,
yeah, Dad.
Yeah. There are so many things that I think in my business, like I've grown up with my business. I've grown up and had so much experience in so many areas that I just feel like there's been so many times that I look at it and I'm like, this is, I'm literally out here living my dream. And I refuse to fail. And I refuse to not keep trying until the end of time. That try just might look different at different times of my life. So I was pretty much always a wedding photographer. I always identified as a wedding photographer. And then, and that was really when I had my daughter. So 9 years, I could talk about this all day. My story kind of really begins at that point because she changed the way that I saw money and finances
investing
and all those things. And I loved being able to raise her, and then I became a single mom. I lost a ton of weight, and I just like saw myself in a whole different light, and my business just like flourished. I got my first studio, and weddings were just my bread and butter. I would work from like May to November. I would take the whole month of November off, and then I would just trickle in sessions here and there and do like seniors and stuff, and then after I had my son, I really struggled with like postpartum depression and anxiety, and it all shifted for me. It was like, I felt like I was a wasted talent because I was like, I don't really want to be shooting a wedding every single weekend anymore. Like, I feel like I'm missing out on so many things. And I just decided to kind of shift, and I've always allowed myself the flexibility to shift into whatever version of myself I am in my business. And because I am my business, my brand is me.
Yeah.
I just have been really honest with myself about where I'm going to stay focused in. And moms and families and businesses are just where it's at for me. So I've been able to kind of shift into this new version of photography where I get to document people's best times and their thriving businesses and their new babies and the siblings with their babies and things like that. So it's definitely been a long journey, because talking about it and actually having 14 years, like,
yeah, that's crazy,
spew out of my mouth when it's like, okay, I've been a self-employed person for 14 years, which is almost half my life, is sometimes weird to say out loud, but it's also like the most rewarding. It's taken me to the coolest places. Yeah.
And I just feel like, just listening to your story too, it's crazy how when you start taking care of yourself and when you start focusing on the inside and like figuring that out, everything else flourishes and everything else gets figured out. And I mean, there have been, you know, speaking of pits and peaks, I feel like pits and peaks in everyone's life.
Yeah.
Where I'll all of a sudden I'll look back, and I'm very much like I like to get up and work out in the morning. I make my bed every day. I don't like there to be clutter.
Yeah.
And there'll be moments when I'll realize, oh, I haven't made my bed in a month, and this is why I'm feeling not depressed, but kind of just like not motivated.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how all of those things kind of intertwine. And then, you know, you can flourish in your career and in figuring out what makes you happy.
I feel like it's the littlest things too. It's the things that you don't see coming, or you don't feel like it's really going to impact you, until all of a sudden you're standing there and you're like, wait, I'm not taking care of myself.
Like, yeah.
I, for the first 2 years of my son's life, I literally did not work out. When I say I lost myself in motherhood, you hear that phrase all the time from women. Like, I lose myself in motherhood. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know what I like. All I do is like take care of humans all day and go to my job or whatever. I heavily relate to that. I completely lost sight. And it was, I mean, I'm still trying to figure that out. But the littlest things that I noticed that I gave up, 20-minute workouts, going for a walk. I work out in my gross basement.
Hey, it's movement.
Exactly. And I just didn't for a while. And then I noticed how much my mental health was struggling and how that was seeping into my business and how I was starting to blame other things in my marriage on it. And okay, Allie, like, go back to the basics here. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Are you taking care of you? Because you can't take care of your marriage. You can't take care of your kids if you're not taking care of you. And to be honest with you, for the past 8 weeks, I have changed so much.
Because I love that.
I'm working out 6 days a week. Like, yeah. I'm focusing on movement 20 minutes a day, 20 to 45 minutes a day, 6 days a week, partially because I'm going on two very big trips. So I'm like, yeah, just want to feel good.
Got to put those swimsuits and cute outfits on.
Yeah. I think it's really important to take note of that, is like the littlest things in your life can shift so much.
So much. Yeah. Like, you sometimes you just put too much attention on the outer things and trying to make everyone else happy. And you're like, OK, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
I have to live with myself, and I would like to focus on me for a minute. And like you said, with kids, sometimes that feels impossible. But for you to be the best parent, you have to be the best version of you. And if that means you have to take a half hour to yourself, like, that's not something to feel guilty about. Even if it's just moms who want to go get a coffee with their friends or something, you have to make time for yourself.
Absolutely.
Because everything else will just...
That's one thing I'll never give up. Coffee.
Oh,
I don't care where I'm at in my life. I will never give up coffee.
Same.
I can't do it.
I can't remember what the meme said, but it was just like, one of the happiest little moments in life is just being able to take walks with your friends to get coffee.
100%.
Truly, there's nothing I love more than getting up in the morning and being like, let's go for a walk and grab coffee, and then you chit chat. It's like, wow.
It's a love language.
Yeah, it really is. It's the little things. And I posted to my Instagram last night that I was reading this book where the guy set up the back of his pickup truck and he put blankets and pillows or whatever and had charcuterie board picnic. And I'm like, why does that seem so outlandish when that is literally the easiest and cheapest thing. It really is just the little mm-hmm. things. Like, I don't need a fancy dinner.
No way.
I want to sit in the back of a pickup truck. I was kind of seeing this guy this year, or not this year, last year. And he lived out in the country, and we had one of those dates planned, and then he dumped me, so.
Oh my gosh. Well, he doesn't know what he's missing.
Thank you.
Hopefully he's listening. He's probably listening to this podcast.
I'm sure. Oh my God, wait. Speaking of, I know they all listen because I've heard through the grapevine that the men that I discuss have, but I got a DM this weekend from a random chick. It was like in my requests. It was 1 a.m. on Saturday, and I'm like, what is this? And she goes, girl, we got screwed over by the same man. And she was like, I listened to your podcast. Like, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
What? Who? Because there was one, my first episode back, I kind of recapped my last like year and a half of, and I gave them all nicknames. She was like, you know, whatever. And then she said his name, and she was just like going on and on. And he made such a big deal about me discussing our thing on the podcast, even though I didn't give him a real name. Come to find out, he's going around telling everyone that it's him.
He's trying to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she's like, this girl like knew every like conversation that him and I had after that happened because he was like not happy, whatever. He like went and told everyone about our. I'm like, sir, I'm not going to feel bad bringing you up anymore. No. Like, that's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm very happy I'm not in the dating world. But also, like, one of my friends sent me this TikTok and she was like doing her makeup and she was talking about how she's dating this guy, and she goes, and this is what I feel like, not that I'm here to give advice, but
this is what I feel like we all
need to remember. She was like, I'm giving you an update on this so-and-so guy that I'm dating, and it's been like 8 months. And she goes, this is the number one thing I love about him. She goes, he lets me be a girl. He lets me be taken care of every once in a while. He lets me do my own thing. He doesn't care if it takes me a little long to do my makeup. He likes to treat me, but he also likes to let me be alone when I'm having really hard days once a month. He lets me be a girl. I feel like that's so important to remember when you're looking for somebody to date. It's like, you are the man. I am the woman.
We can be equals, but like, we're still going to be a girl and a boy.
And we should also help each other and not tear each other down. Let me be a girl. Let me do the things that I love without judgment.
I love that.
And let me be who I am. That's just, I feel like every woman, even if you're married, like, remember that and remind your person of that. I'm a girl. Things that I like that you don't maybe like or agree with, but I'm still me, and you have to still respect that.
And it's just, as women, I feel like we all have insecurities anyway. I know personally I'm insecure about everything, and I overthink about everything. Same. So guys that I've dated in the past, like, in the moment, you don't really realize it because you're just so in the moment. But I look back and I'm like, oh, you know, I wasn't being my true self because I was trying to be something that I thought they wanted me to be. And I'm like, that's just not.
It's for the birds.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I'm not a bad person. Mm. I think I'm a cool person to be around. Like,
super cool.
And I try to be kind or whatever. And I'm like, why? Also, why was I so scared about what I thought that guy was going to think about being, you know, that this is my profession.
Right. Or insecure about something like that, too. Do you find that guys you date like are insecure about your job and like how you are?
Yeah. I'll have
next.
Yeah. They'll be like, I've had guys say, don't talk about me on the radio or don't talk about this, whatever. It's like, well, I mean, that's kind of my job, so sorry. I'm sure they were all absolutely pissing their pants when they saw I was bringing my podcast back. They're like, oh no,
yay,
here we go. Wow. But I don't know, it's just like, I love that with social media and with everything, I feel like it makes it out to seem like you have to do all these extravagant, you know, things, but it really is just the simplest. Just listen to the person.
Yeah.
I feel like there was this one guy years ago that I was seeing. I mentioned to him one time that I love having like fresh flowers in my apartment. And the next time I saw him, he brought me flowers. You know, it's just like $7 at the grocery store.
I just have to tell you.
What?
Literally. Okay. Me and my husband have been married for almost 5 years in April. We've been together since 2016. And he listens to you every day on the radio.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Hi, husband.
He's your friend. Yeah.
What's his name?
Literally last night, Zach, he literally said to me, he goes, tell her to give me a shout out.
Oh, what up, Zach? Like,
okay. So, when I first started dating him, literally said the same thing. And he dropped peonies off at my parents' house when I wasn't there. I got home and it was there. And one of our first dates we ever were on, he had like a blue Chevy, and that's what we did. We sat in the back
of
his
truck. You did not. So oh my God, you're living my dream.
It's happening for you. It's going to happen for you. And like, don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Like there's just, I feel like there are moments too. And like every marriage has their thing and stuff and whatever. And we're not going to get into that. But it's like, you have to figure out what you want to live, what you're okay to live without and what you need to live with. And there are so many things that I feel fit into that. I feel romanticizing your relationship is so important.
And oh my gosh.
When you're married
yes.
and you have kids, it's so easy to lose sight of that. But it's like so crucial in your yeah. relationship. So like wait for the guy that does that for you because that's
I know
it's so minimal.
So easy.
If your dream date is going in the back of a pickup truck,
yeah.
guys listening to this right now,
it's really not that hard.
It's not that hard.
No, like I just want you to listen to what I say. And especially I feel like jobs like ours that are very unique and they look curated
yeah.
online.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like people. I feel like, and I've had this conversation on dates before where people see my social media presence and like I do a lot of really cool, fun stuff and just assume that that's what I'm going to want all the time.
Right.
And it's like, not, no, it's like, that's my,
every
job
day.
Is so, yeah, I want to just hang out.
And like slow.
Yeah.
And let life be slow sometimes.
Yes.
In your mornings, walk to get coffee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I, oh my God, my like, dream is also just to have a man to bring me coffee in bed. That's all I want.
It'll happen.
That's it.
It'll totally happen.
Okay, I hope so. I'm projecting here. I'm like reading these books and I just get so, like the bar is in hell.
You're manifesting it. You're going to manifest that.
I've been manifesting for quite some time here, Al, so let's hope this is the year it comes to fruition.
It'll come. It'll
How
come.
Long can one girl manifest?
Yeah.
But yeah, I do need to just stop wasting time on the losers. So I'm not on dating apps.
Yeah,
How did you meet your husband?
He was.
I love these stories.
He was the best man in the wedding, a wedding that I was the photographer for.
Stop it.
Yeah.
So like, did he approach you? Did I need to know like the meet cute?
No.
No.
No, I was taking, it's so funny and he's going to kill me for saying this, but I was.
I'm so excited right now.
I want to say it. I was taking the groomsmen pictures, basically.
Yeah.
And it's not a charming thing to say at all, but it's funny in hindsight because his best friend, I'm very good friends. Like his wife is one of my best friends. And that was the wedding that he was the best man for.
Okay.
And through us being dating and like married and everything, I've gotten so close to her. And I was taking the groomsmen photos and I always do like a nice one and then a fun one. And I just try to keep it light and tell jokes, which I'm absolutely terrible at telling jokes, but I'm like, say something funny. I don't know, say something funny. And apparently now, years later, like I hear this story all the time because it's just like a funny running joke. But the groom said that basically Zach said, "Show me your boobies." Under his breath as I was taking the pictures. And we didn't talk till like 6 months later.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so how did you guys start talking then?
So it's kind of just like sad, but a tragedy happened in his life. And I got asked to take photos for it. And I basically went and took photos for a memorial for his brother. And I needed like an email to like send the pictures to. And one of the girls that was there, she's like, "You can have Zach's number or whatever." So I messaged him on Facebook. And this was like 6 months time span from like when the wedding was until when this all happened. And he had been like liking my photos on social media, but now I know because he told me this. He's like, "You were just not really approachable. You seemed like not available on social media." And I was like, good.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to be.
I did my
like,
job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why he never like approached me and he's super shy, quiet. And I messaged him and I was like, "Hey, I need an email or a number to like send these photos to." And then he gave me his email, but he was like, "Here's my number too." And then
Ooh.
We just started texting and then that was it.
I love that.
Yeah.
So if he's a shy guy, this is just me asking questions for myself because I feel like you and I have very similar personalities.
Yeah.
And I feel like for guys who are, I guess, like are shyer, it can be intimidating. Was he shy with you like at all in the beginning or did you have to bring it out of him?
Yeah. He was extremely shy when I was dating him. And he, I think just, I never once... And like, I would say differently now, I guess, because there, when you're in a marriage for a while and like you go through marriage, not that like we're having a horrible marriage.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's
I mean,
just
your
like,
real life. Yeah.
It, real life. Yeah. Like you don't necessarily try in the areas that you did at the beginning as much. We were like, I never dimmed my light for him. I would always like, I would just be who I was and I would, and I think that's what he really loved. But he was never, he also never came out of his shell until later on. But now he's been with me for a while and he's still super shy, doesn't talk a ton.
Yeah.
But I do, and it doesn't really bother me. I do a lot of things by myself too. Yeah. So like, he's very much whatever. I'm going to the Cayman Islands in March for a wedding. So and nice. I'm not bringing him with. And he's like, aw.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, have fun.
Oh my God, that's what I need.
I'm bringing him to another trip. But it's just, yeah, he never made me feel like I needed to be any less. But he also was not fake about his personality either.
Yeah.
Do I wish he talked more? Yeah.
But sometimes you need that balance though.
Yeah.
Because the flowers guy that I was seeing who brought me, he was so nice. But I just, he was so shy in like all aspects where just the spark, it was hard to like find a spark sure. because he was shy. And then, you know, looking back on it now, I'm like, was I just being stupid? I don't know. You know how it is, life.
Yeah, I know.
But for I feel like it has to be a, because I don't want someone who's just like me. Oh my God, that would be awful.
I know. So my daughter, her dad is, that's how her dad was.
And oh, like, yep, yep.
I was just great person, great at being a dad.
Yeah.
Just loved hearing himself talk.
Yep. Yeah, I and, can't have that.
There are certain things that I'm really drawn to. And being secure in who you are is really important to me because I feel like, I mean, now, ever since I've had my son, like I felt really insecure in certain ways. But for the most part, I feel like I beam confidence and I love who I am and I'm falling in love with my body and falling in love with the person that I'm becoming. And having people alongside you that never make you feel like you can't be that, I think is super important in life.
And you realize that. I've told so many people this who are still in their 20s and figuring it out. I'm just like, you get to a certain point, because I'm 34 now, where you realize who your people are, you know? I'm happy to have as many acquaintances as I do. Yeah. And like, I have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
But it was like, I know that I have a core group that's just no BS.
Right.
You can be yourself. You can make fun of each other. And it's just like, I just think it's so important to get to that point.
Yeah.
And just weed out the people who or are using you or whatever. It's just like, you just...
I say that all the time in like my business too. I used to be like a yes photographer for everything. And then when I started to kind of pinpoint areas where I was just like not doing my best or not the happiest in my business or not the happiest just in general, I was like, what is causing me to be this way? And it has taken such a long time to just be honest with myself and be like, I don't want to shoot 40 weddings a year. Like, I'm a photographer and I've evolved into this photographer that doesn't need to go to wedding shows. I have constant inquiries and leads in my email and in my DMs about wanting photos taken. And for me, like, you know how many people came to me after Chelsea got their pictures taken?
Oh my gosh. I can only imagine.
I found you through Chelsea, or I found you through Bree, or like I did like a little.
Oh yeah, I forgot you did Bree's pictures too. Yeah. Oh my God, those are so beautiful.
So many of my clients now are all acquaintances, and I'm like, these are my people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Chelsea messaged me and she goes, I told Hannah we're gonna force you to be friends with us.
She did. She
that
told.
Was like dream made. Yeah. Cause like, that's literally like when I did her pictures, and then I think I did one of her other really close friends that came out from out of town. And there's just a couple different people that I've taken pictures of, and I'm like, okay, I love, like, I would hang out with you. Like, I would get dinner with you.
Yeah.
I'd, like, want to also get coffee with you. And
well, you can join our coffee walks.
Right?
Because like, I know you're doing Hope's wedding too in May.
Super excited for her wedding.
Oh my gosh.
We just send each other messages, like, inspo pictures, and she's sending me all these, like, cute dresses and all these things. And then I'll see reels that remind me of her wedding, and I'm like, whoop, you.
Just she probably excited. Loves everything about that.
I'm going to, like, end the photography coverage. I'm just going to hang out with you guys.
I mean, please. All the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she listens to the podcast every week, and then because I release the episodes on Thursdays. So by Thursday evening, Friday morning, I get a full text message from Hope with bullet points. Like, she'll literally listen and take notes.
I love
that. And she was the one who was like, oh my God, you need to get Allie on your podcast. I was like, I need to, because Chelsea always says she wants to be best friends with you. And I'm like, well, if Chelsea likes her, then I'm going to like her. So this is going to be great.
Yeah.
So we all
I
need
love
to
you
hang
girls.
Out.
You're all great. Yeah.
And bring the kids, because I'm obsessed with all children. So
Wes would be obsessed with Margot. Oh my goodness.
Oh,
he's a baby lover. So my sister just had a baby and I photographed her birth, and it was the day that we had a blizzard. So
like recently?
Yeah. He's going to be 2 weeks old on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. So I photographed the birth during the blizzard, and that Sunday, Wes, my son's name is Wes, he met him and came home that night and went up to Zach and he said, hey, Dad, you think you can buy me and Mom a baby sometime? And then he said it again. And he's like, can I have a baby after my nap?
Yeah, it's that easy, Wes.
He loves babies so much.
Are you
so
going to have another one to give him?
I don't know. know.
Well, we'll I like that answer. Yeah. You just see where it goes.
We'll see. Yeah. I'm like a fly by the seam of my pants type person. Yeah. I'm not a good planner.
Me and you both, sister.
Yeah, just very, what I say to my husband, yeah. I'm like it or leave it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is why we all need a Hope in our life, because she is a planner to her core.
She is actually
so shook. So we have her bachelorette party in April. We're going to Utah.
Oh.
And maybe it's because it's her bachelorette party, and I can't wait to hear her notes on this, but I am so shook that she doesn't have
itinerary.
Yeah.
She'll listen and she'll.
She's going to have it.
Text.
Yeah. She's going to have. I mean, we have enough of an itinerary, but her and I kind of planned our friend Laura's bachelorette party in Arizona last year. And she's like a different woman with this trip. It's very, but I think it's maybe because it's her own.
Hers, yeah.
And I'm just so excited for it, though.
Where are you guys going?
Park City.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we got this super awesome house, and I'm just excited. One of the nights, we're just going to wear matching pajamas.
Cute.
And just hang out in the hot tub and play games with like the mountains. And oh my God, I'm like, this is going to be a dream.
Such a vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited.
You want someone to come document it?
Yeah. Hope's going to hear that and text you immediately.
My birthday's in April.
Stop it. When?
24th.
Okay. Well, we're going April 11th through the 14th. So book your flight.
That would
Flying
be fun.
Out of Chicago.
Only if I'm invited.
I honestly feel like Hope texted me and told me to invite you to her bachelorette party. I'm not kidding. Now that you're saying that, I'm like, pretty sure we have a text, and she literally said, do you think she'd want to come? We
yes.
could use someone to document. I'm like, honestly,
yes, I would come.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to work on that, because that would be amazing. Love
She's
it.
Great. You know what? You definitely, that's a good friend. Giving you that feedback.
Oh, I love
it. That's what you love.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And just having friends who support. Because I do love that my friends, they do not care about my job, which I love.
Yeah.
I have to beg. Do you feel like concerts? I am always looking for people to come to shows with me, because my friends won't go.
I will go.
Yeah. They're like, we don't care.
I will go.
Okay. Perfect. 100%.
I'll take pictures for you too. I am the friend that you're like, can you get a picture for me? And then if you don't like it, you're like, can you do it again? I'm like, yeah. There's nothing I love more. I am that person. Literally just told the friend this. I was like, all you have to do is pay my way there and my lodging, and I will be there. I think in another life, I would like if I didn't have children and I was single, I would make a business out of, I'm always thinking about business. It's not about like money. It's just about like dreams and like
Tell me, because I might
do.
Be interested.
I literally want to like content create, grab a vlog camera, and I would make it be a business where I go on people's trips with them and document their trips for them.
That's genius.
Nobody steal it.
I love
that. So when my kids turn 18, that's what I'm doing.
Because then those people can just have fun and enjoy.
And then I also would double as like, I'll watch your kid for a date night. I'll watch your kids if you guys just want to go on like a date.
Genius.
It's a business.
Always thinking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can troubleshoot with Utah.
Yeah.
I can be your first.
I'll also want to be in some, but I'll also like curate all these cute little setups. I don't know. It would just be fun.
Okay. We're going to workshop that. But yeah, I'm also the friend who, and I just had a conversation with my guy friends about this because they make fun of me all the time. We'll be doing something and they'll be like, all right, well, Hannah, like, I know you're going to want a picture. Should we do it now? And I'm like, yes, thank you. I do. And then just recently they're like, you know that we actually love that, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're not making fun of you. We know that you're always going to capture the stuff. And I'm always the one making shared albums and uploading 300 photos because I just take pictures of everything because who doesn't want memories?
Not to change the subject, but how do you get a Packer ticket every single time?
Well,
like, you're always going to home games. I was like so envious of that one day. I was like, how? She literally put a post out like an hour ago that she needed a ticket. I'm sure you know so many people. You have connections. But like the one that Taylor Swift was at, I was also at that game with my dad. So it's like,
I'll like find people. I know people who work for the Packers who can like get me tickets. One of the games, we bought tickets after the game started, $20 on Ticketmaster, and we were third row in the end zone. It's just like you wait for the game to start and people get desperate.
So like you're obviously already tailgating.
Yeah.
You're already
there. We just kind of manifest that we'll make it in.
I love
somehow.
That.
But the Taylor Swift game, we bought tickets right before, went in, but then we like to just like kind of sneak our way.
Yeah.
Into other places. Like you just find your way into Lambeau.
Yeah.
And then we literally just walked right up into the suite level. And then
we were
two doors down from her suite. She walked the other way, which was.
Did you get a good picture of her?
No. It's a sore subject.
Yeah.
We were like standing because they had her little section where her suite was. It was like hers. And then the one on the right and left, you had to scan your ticket to even walk through
over
that
there.
Little hallway.
Heavily secured too, I'm sure.
So then we were standing right by like where you could scan the tickets on one side, and people told us this is the way she walked in, so she's going to walk out this way. So she would have walked literally right past us, and she freaking turned the other way.
Dang it.
So we saw the back of her head.
Yeah.
But
I saw her walk into Lambeau because I was walking up to my gate. We saw, like, as we were walking, her car, the black car, pulled up, and then a bunch of cars behind, and then everyone around us was like, that's her, for sure, that's her, because she's arriving right before, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I'm walking, and don't hate me for this, but I'm not a huge Swiftie.
Okay, that's your only red flag.
I know, beige flag. No.
I'll turn you. I've turned so many people into Swifties. I got you.
I watch her. I would classify my husband more as a Swiftie than I am. Oh, like, he loves
her. I knew
her.
I liked
him. Yeah, my daughter loves her. I will listen to her. I love her music. I just am not like, I didn't buy tickets to her concert. That's what I would classify myself as, a Taylor Swift.
You're missing out, though. Like, once you see her live, I feel like.
Oh, I'm sure. So many people. And I don't doubt that at all. And honestly, the reason why I went to that game was because she was there. I had, like, a hot chocolate. I don't drink much. So it's, like, the way it is. And I was, like, super excited to be there. But I don't know where I was going with that. But I'm.
Yeah, what were we even talking about? I don't even remember.
Taylor Swift. I saw the back of her head. Or I saw her walk into the game.
I feel like there was. I don't remember. Whatever. Squirrel.
Well, I ruined it. I always feel like my brain goes like crazy.
I do the same. I'll literally be live on the radio and I'll be doing my things and I will literally say out loud, I have no idea why I'm talking about this.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with this, but.
I remember.
Okay.
That I was going to talk about her outfit.
Oh.
I loved her outfit.
The coat.
When I saw her walk in, I was like, okay, I like this. I think I went to the game for that.
Yeah. I'm fully obsessed with her and Travis Kelce. I just think.
So cute.
I want them to get married. I'm too invested in it. Like, my whole TikTok algorithm is just all Taylor and Travis.
Yeah.
And I love everything about
it. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. You know what? To go back to the beginning.
I support you.
Thank you. Yeah. We all need our passions and we all just need something. And mine is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Someone asked me last night what I nerd out about, because they were talking about looking for a new tent or something and like doing research on tents, and was like, oh, I nerd out about it. I was like, everyone needs something to nerd out about. Mine is Taylor Swift and reading books.
I love that.
You know, what do you nerd out about?
Shows. Like, I love a good show. I love curling up on my couch and, like, I'm watching This Is Us on Netflix right now.
I never finished that.
I don't know what made me start it. I'm like a true crime junkie.
Same.
I love true crime, but recently I just feel like it makes my life really dark and I can only take like one episode a week of true crime. I used to like fixate on True Crime Society podcasts, like, oh my gosh, how cool is it to listen to this? But then I started thinking certain ways and I was like, I maybe need to like veer away from that for a little bit. So I listened, I trickle in like business podcasts and mindful podcasts and women podcasts of like women in business and things like that too. And it's just funny, but that's my nerd out. I nerd out on like good podcasts and really good shows. I would, if in a perfect world, I would sit down at the end of every single day and I would watch like my favorite show every single night. That's like my perfect ideal situation. But I have a 2-year-old that sleeps on my chest and doesn't sleep in his own bed. So it's like, I can't be sitting here watching about a person that gets murdered with my 2-year-old sitting on my chest.
You got to teach him young.
He's insane.
Yeah. All right. Well, I could have probably kept talking for like 2 more hours, but we're already, you know, at an hour. So we'll just have you back on again.
Love it.
To talk about. We'll have you on post Utah.
Yeah.
And we should recap. I want to bring podcast equipment to Utah.
Do you have podcast stuff that you go like?
Yeah, we have like certain stuff here. I would get a little nervous about like, I've definitely, for my Valentine's podcast, I'm having Chelsea and our other best friend on, Megan.
Love it.
Because they're my forever Valentines. And that one, I'll just bring the stuff home and we'll like do it over wine.
Cute.
Traveling with it, because it's my company stuff, it makes me a little nervous.
Yeah. Would you ever do a video like YouTube podcast where you can like watch it?
I would love to.
So many people have given me feedback on ours that's like, oh, I only watch it. I don't even listen to it because it's like fun. But then it's also like a whole nother part, because then I'm, what do I wear? How do I look? What is the angle and all these things? And
then you have to edit both, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Which, I don't have to do that because the person that produces it does it all. But
That would be a pain. But I would love to do that. But we would need, I've thought about, you know, reaching out to the Discover Green Bay, or even now that I know you have yours, and figuring something out, but we'll see.
I love it. And it's been fun to listen to you with all your guests and
thanks.
Everything. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I appreciate you coming on. This was fun. And next week I have the first male co-host, is my friend Brian, who runs Body Fitness in the Howard Suamico area. So call him a golden retriever. Like, he just has such golden retriever energy. And he's told me multiple times that nothing's off limits for the podcast. So I need to get male perspectives on things. He was on Temptation Island. Wow. So I want to talk to him about reality shows and about fitness and stuff. So if anyone has any questions for a man, shoot him my way in the next week because we're going to get all the answers.
I can't wait to
ask him if he ever decorated the back of a pickup truck for a girl.
Yeah. I'll have to ask him that.
Al, thank you for coming. This was so much fun. Oh, plug all of your socials of where people can find you.
Yes. So you can find me on Instagram, Allison Elise Photo or Allison Elise. I have two pages, one for style, one for photography. And then Facebook is just Allison Elise Photo or AE Photography.
And obviously I'll tag you and all of this stuff so people can just click. But
super excited.
Make sure to go and follow her. See all of the cute children and families. And you can see hopefully pictures of me and May at a wedding.
Yeah.
I'll make you snap some shots of me on the dance floor.
I love it.
Or maybe I won't. We'll see. Okay. Bye.
Sounds good. Thanks.